Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover part by Everlow Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlowconcrete.com. Wait. Tim Legler is really tan.
There's something going on with his hair, too.
I think it's makeup.
The side angle. Well, that he's kind of been doing that, but the side angle that we've seen him at lately on the left side of his face, there's something with the hairline on the side.
He's just glowing from the pride of being an Omaha racer.
Oh, yeah. It never leaves you.
Do we miss the Omaha racers?
Yes.
Kind of.
I do.
I do not know of them.
I do miss them. Yeah, because you would have been too young.
Yeah, this is before my time. I'm a young boy.
It was a cheap ticket. It was family fun. You got to see some players that you would recognize.
Did you ever go to a Lancer game at Exarban Coliseum?
No, I only went to them at the Civic.
Okay.
They played
the Civic for a moment, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they went Mid-America Center, then downtown, and then to Ralston.
When was their last year at the Coliseum? I might have still been in high school.
I had never been to the Exarban Coliseum.
Because I remember seeing them at the Mid-America Center. I was probably maybe 22 or 23. So I bet their last year of the Coliseum was, I probably was still in high school.
I did.
96, 97?
When I was doing the Lincoln Stars in the late 90s, we were still at Exarban Coliseum.
Okay, that sounds about right,
Omaha rivalry.
Yeah, I bet about like 97, 98.
When did the Exarban Coliseum close its doors?
99? 2000, maybe?
That's what I'm guessing. It's got to be right there.
Because when they tore down the track, everything went.
Yep.
Demolished October 8th, 2004.
Okay.
Closed September 2002.
Okay.
Oh. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably right around the time I started going to, like, sports games.
Then you had the River City Lancers.
I was around 10.
Couldn't call them Omaha, and they're playing in Council Bluffs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Omaha was, Knights. It was weird.
Omaha Knights, Omaha Knights, Omaha Racers, Omaha Lancers. Yeah, okay, so I went to a couple, gosh, I might have been there once or twice. I'm not sure. I don't remember it, that's for sure.
It wasn't memorable?
It was obstructed view seating because they had poles.
Yeah, those beams that came
and
down.
And they had, one end was blocked off by a curtain.
Nice.
They had a stage, and that's where the locker rooms were.
Yep. Love a good beam.
Yeah, there were some beams that came down.
Light the beam, they said back in 2001.
Yeah. They're saying it now. Do you want to get on Team Sacramento, at least for the play-in today?
Not at all.
Okay. You're still on Team Nugget?
Yes, okay. I am still on Team Nugget. Right. What's the play-in situation today? What are we doing?
Sacramento's at New Orleans. There is no Zion, but there is no Malik Monk, and there is no Kevin Herter for my team. And
Bulls Heat.
And then it's Heat and the Bulls.
That's Jimmy Butler.
No Jimmy Butler.
No, and no Terry Rozier. Yeah.
But they got Kobe White. He's going off.
Caruso's got a really bad ankle, but
you can get into Kings Pelicans for $12.
Gonna need 40.
Whoa, really?
Tyler Hero.
Kings Pels, $12.
$12 at the Smoothie Center
for a playoff game.
Kind of.
It is, yeah, ish, playoff game ish.
Kind of.
It's fine.
And then game one start on Saturday. Nuggets over the Lakers in 4 or 5. That's the only question.
I'll go five.
Five gentlemen sweep. Okay,
I'll give him one.
Cavs Magic is a series. Suns T Wolves is a series. Sixers Knicks is a series.
Mm-hmm.
They all start Saturday.
I don't know who my team's playing.
You don't.
You get the luxury of waiting. Like, all right, which one of you losers wants to take us on?
I think you'll be playing. I think you'll be playing basketball for a couple of months here.
Yeah,
I sure hope so.
That will be a sweep too.
Don't let Jason Tatum touch that thing. Choker.
Yep.
Choker. Can't do nothing in the playoffs.
I'm aware.
Bull question up. Do you love a good beam? Good one.
They did. They had obstructed view seating.
Yeah.
I think when you were walking up in the, because they had the bull shape stands, I think by the time you got like to the eighth row is where the beam started. Kind of like Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I sat behind a beam at Wrigley once.
You can find a good beam at an old school ballpark.
Did you?
For sure.
Did you Fenway know that them? You were going to be slightly obstructed?
Absolutely
is that
not. No. So I moved down. We moved down, and we did it a little under the radar, so we were able to do that.
Fenway's got some beams too.
We were down that left field line, like it goes way back.
Yes,
way back. We were pretty far back, and then we just decided, had a couple beers, let's move down. Let's see if we could challenge some people.
No one's sitting there.
They let us right in. Yeah. Close to the Bartman area, actually, is where
we moved
to.
Did you ever take a picture in the Bartman seat?
I did not, but I definitely looked for it. I took a picture of myself.
One of the games I was at, it was 10-ish years after, I saw a bunch of people posing. Like they were
you have
to.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I was like, oh, that's lame.
Why is it lame? I think it's cool.
Because I'm sure it had already been done many, many times.
Of course it had been. Of course it. But some of the tour, like, you have to do some of the tourist
things.
If
you go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you're going to do the thing where you're trying to hold it up.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
That is true. That's a good
point. If you go to New York for the first time, you got to go to Times Square.
I guess I didn't realize the Bartman seat had that type of endless pull, no matter what generation you're in.
Yeah.
It's like you got to do it if you're there.
What are some other famous MLB ballpark spots? Just like spots.
Where weird things have happened?
Yeah. What would we go to?
Pesky Pole.
Yeah, Pesky Pole is one.
So at the Metrodome, then to Target Field, they have where Harmon Killebrew hit his home run. So yes, they had the seat actually from the Met that they put up at Mall of America. It's on the wall by Snoopy.
Yeah. But if you take the log ride, you can get a real close look at it. I love the log ride at the Mall of America.
You love the Mall of America.
The Mall of America.
Yeah. I like the Mall of America as well, but I've never been. I've never really done anything in Camp Snoopy.
Yeah. Right by Bubba Gump Shrimp. You can look at all. If you're on the log ride and you see the big Paul Bunyan and he's like, you know, waving at you all weird animatronic Paul Bunyan. And then you come out a little bit and then you see all the people dining with their fine dining at Bubba Gump Shrimp. And then you could see that chair and then you go down and get a little wet.
I feel like anytime the Mall of America is brought up, you just
I get excited. You do. I get excited. Let's see. What else would there be? They had it marked at the K for a long time when Moose went over the rail in the dugout.
Yeah.
It was in the dugout suite, right? And so I went to a game there the next year, and they still had the tape up on the wall. It said there's a sign that already exists there. It says bats and balls may fly in here. And then it says, and Moose, with a piece of tape. I believe they took that down.
And Bill Moose.
Sad.
Monument Park at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I went to the old one. Haven't been to the new one yet. That's a good one. But, like, okay, now we're getting into actual, like, landmarks. Like, you know.
But
talking about where things
specific,
have happened.
Yeah.
Guys went into the crowd. How about in right field at Yankee Stadium when the guy in the Orioles game in 90, whatever that was, took the home run?
The child.
Yeah.
Oh, what was his name?
What was it? 97, somewhere around there.
That sounds right.
He reached over the fence and grabbed the ball.
What was that little?
I'm trying to think of the kid's name.
Little punk.
We used to be able to right off the
little vandalist.
Do you think they have the seat at Fenway Park marked where the guy threw the pizza?
Jeffrey Mayer.
Oh,
Jeffrey
good
Mayer.
One.
So the game, because that was an anniversary a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
is where a player came diving into the stands and the guy threw a piece of pizza at him.
How about the ballpark cop, the bullpen cop? You know, he's standing there with his arms raised. You do that, but you got to get special access to get there. How about at the Oakland Coliseum where that guy was enjoying a nice little afternoon delight upstairs?
Oh yeah.
Go sit up there.
We gotta do it, honey. It's tradition.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you have to enjoy games there.
Is that the row on singles night?
I think they probably closed that section off. There's no reason to sit up there.
See, I wish that promotional idea would have blown up. I did singles night, and it was every other seat, like guy girl. So you didn't know. You know, you're going to be inevitably sitting next to somebody from the opposite sex.
That's cool. And then who knows, the kiss cam might come your way.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I think that's probably, they do that intentionally.
No doubt.
See who's been having a good time.
Every time you go to a Royals game and there's like 10,000 people there, every single time without fail, there's people in the top row. Like, what are you doing up there? You don't have to be up there. They're like,
just come on down.
Yeah.
But you never, as a little kid, like, wanted to go all the way up and see what it looks like?
Well, I wasn't
afraid of heights as a young kid. Now I'm like.
Yeah, I was too scared.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what
part of steep.
What part of my life did I really start to get little shaky in the legs when it came to height. Because it never fazed me at all. Now it's like...
It's always been there.
We were at the Grand Canyon. I was looking down, going up to the rail, which is about waist high, so I'm fine. But even then, I'm looking down like, okay, I'm going
to
step back.
Well, when I went to Pittsburgh at the mountain there that looks over the city...
Mount Washington,
yeah. I couldn't get that close to the...
I don't know when that
changed.
So
you could never live up there in the neighborhood?
No.
Okay.
No. And take the little cable car down to the city?
Yes. Ugh. I just don't know when it changed.
Have you been to a ball game with the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
But so I sat in the lower bowl.
Oh.
That's up there.
I've only been there twice. I will never, ever again sit in the upper deck.
They even cut off. They even cut off 20 rows or so up there.
Yeah. It's like dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're thinking if you're coming down the stairs, if you start to go to the bathroom and
you
like
start rolling,
you're done.
Yeah. You're going all the way home. See you later. Dave writes in, he says, don't the Rockies have a row of purple seats at 5280?
That's right, for a mile high.
High, yes, they do. For whatever reason,
when
I went up there to the top of Coors Field, like, that one didn't bother me that much. Could have been other factors that led to that, but it didn't bother me that much.
Yeah, I don't know. Even, I've been at, like, the third deck of a Topgolf. And when you hit the shot, your weight is completely on the back because you're just like, I'm anchoring down here.
You think to yourself, you're like,
there's no way you're going to fall, but if I did.
I've never hit a shot where my momentum pulled me forward that much.
But this would be the time that it would happen.
Yeah.
If there was ever a time, it'd be now, and that net's not going to catch
me. And I don't trust that net.
Nope, I don't either.
No. I've been top row at Arrowhead.
Ooh, I have too.
That's
a long
there.
Time ago, though, before it didn't really
bother
me.
Jordan Love's girlfriend?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Couldn't get tickets.
No.
Could have been a better story.
I wonder what the highest row from ground to top of the stadium is in professional sports.
Ooh. Well, let's think of so the top row in Ann Arbor, even with 100,000 plus, is not very high.
No,
up.
You're just far away.
And that same, it sinks in. So when you come in there, it's down. So that wouldn't bother me.
Now, how about East Stadium, Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, the 600 level is way up there.
Mm-mm, not going up there. Never. People are like, oh, the view is great. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Knoxville looks like you're a long way away. I'll tell you where, Bryant Denny in Tuscaloosa, those last rows look like you are miles away from a football field.
Yes, yes.
What about like the Superdome?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You'd have to probably go to an older stadium when they built them so big.
Yeah. And they just put, sections on sections on sections.
Yeah, we want to expand this more? Let's.
Dodger Stadium is way up there.
Dodger Stadium.
Even though Dodger Stadium is kind of below ground. Like Dodger Stadium, to me, the first time I went there was really weird. As you're walking, as you park, you know, they got the circular parking all around the stadium. You walk up to the entrance. Like you walk up a hill to get to the entrance.
Wait, where is that?
Dodger Stadium.
Okay, Dodger. Yeah. Yeah. Scary. Don't want to deal with that. Andrew writes in, this is a good one, pictures in the Malice at the Palace section. Would you go down and take a selfie of yourself?
Oh, yeah, and hitting your buddy or somebody.
Do a fake punch pose.
That's a great one.
And have a jersey that says Artest on it.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Sergeant Sean writes in, I've had tickets in row 15 in section 611 East Stadium since it opened. That's the last row in East Stadium. Best seats I've ever had. Boo.
Mm-mm. Now, you don't like heights, but
no.
that is a generally a across the board. People that have seats there,
they love it.
They love it.
Yes.
Well, one, because you get your own escalator up there.
Yep.
You basically have limited bathrooms for just the people that are there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's easy in and out access. The vomitories aren't packed when you're trying to get to your seats.
Yeah, there's just less people over there.
Now that they fixed the lights where the bugs are not a problem early on in the year for night games.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The LED lights.
I have Wyoming at 7,215 feet.
Okay, but that's just elevation.
That's just the elevation. Yeah, it's not,
I'm thinking ground to top. I'm thinking field of play to top.
Yeah.
I don't know if that list is out there.
And their stadium isn't very, I mean, they're what, 30,000?
Yeah, it's not particularly big. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing comes to mind.
I would say I've never been up there, but the end zones at Penn State, you are a ways away.
Yeah. And it makes it worse when you're like the only person up there too for summer. Like I can maybe deal with it. At Penn State, you know, they're usually pretty full. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's people around. Yeah, if they're not going off the back edge, so I'm not going off the back edge.
If you feel like you can move around a little bit, too, is it's...
See, that's what makes it worse for me.
Really?
It's the it's the open air. It's the open air.
So
if there's nothing around me and I feel like a gust of wind could take me out... I know it's irrational. I understand.
As opposed to having some windbreak next to you with people. I get it.
I completely understand that it's irrational.
The fear of heights, it's, again, it hits you at an older age. There's no question. All those fears are completely illogical for the most part.
Yeah.
The percentages of those actually happening are so small, yet that little percentage
that doesn't,
that it exists is enough.
Logic does not apply to me being scared of heights, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Paul writes in, he says, doesn't Fenway have a seat marked in right field? Isn't that a Ted Williams home run? Didn't he? Wasn't the legend that he hit it 550 feet or something like that, or 600 feet or something? Isn't there something there? Yeah. He also mentions the Sky Dome in Toronto, now known as the Rogers Center. Yeah. That's, I mean, the dome, the dome lids too. Seeing the monstrosities of the dome lids, I sat pretty high at Miller Park once, and that bothered me a little bit.
Miller Park behind home plate, which I think is one of the best seats, is in the upper deck behind home plate. But Miller Park extended up does appear to be pretty high.
Yeah, it's up there. That's for sure. I sat in the section right below Bernie's slide,
mm-hmm.
and you look up to Bernie's little perch up there, and you got to walk the stairs to take up there.
And you're thinking about
Bernie. How do you do that?
Yeah, you're thinking about Bernie doing that. And he's like, nope, don't want
to
do that.
If they asked me, like, it'd be a great honor, Bernie, for me to take the slide down with you, but I'm not doing it.
When I can visibly see cameramen like walking the catwalk up on some of those places, like, what are you doing?
Ooh, yeah. A lot of hockey arenas where you have to walk the catwalks.
Yep.
And the, because the press box is just hanging.
Don't want to do that.
Brad says, what about NASCAR tracks?
See, do those go high or do they more just go out?
That's what I thought.
Aren't as many as high.
They look like they spread more out.
Yeah.
Like even Daytona does not go up super high. Well,
and in that case, you'd like to be far back because you can see the track.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it does not go up super high. It's just so expansive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Bristol. So Bristol, Tennessee has over 100,000 seats, but it doesn't go up super high.
Right.
Because there's so many friggin' seats.
It's a small track.
Let's see. Talladega is this weekend.
I knew that. They don't have a short track. Talladega is big super speedway.
Yes. I mean, no restrictor plates. Or, restrictor plate race this weekend.
Restrictor plates.
Who you like?
Chase Elliott, back-to-back.
Look at that.
Nice.
I saw that he won last week.
I was going to say, go give me Dale Jr.
Yeah. He's not going anymore, is he?
No.
Okay.
No. I do know
Why do race car drivers retire, by the way? Like, what's stopping them from continuing to push the pedal?
Fear of death?
I don't know. Your reaction. Yeah, but your reaction time slows down.
You could die at 24, too.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I think it's your reaction time.
It is.
You've seen old people
drive. It's a jarring on your body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you still got the need for speed. Why not just keep going?
some guys never, like Jimmy Johnson retired and then still dabbles in it.
Yeah. But on the dirt tracks, right?
Well, he went and
drove fast
Indy
in the interstate
for a bit. Mm. And then I think he drove one NASCAR race last year. I don't know. Their schedule is crazy. I think as you get up there in age,
I would just,
you know, the instincts.
Yeah, the instincts and the reaction time, I think, would just naturally slow down to you wouldn't be as on point as you were in your prime.
But it also beats the heck out of your body. I mean, you're in a car that you're just being jarred from left to right, front and center for 4 hours nonstop.
So many G's.
That's like me in this radio show every day.
Your body's taking a beating.
Yeah, the whole time.
It's like gotta
fight it off.
It's like jumping on the Timberwolf. Is the Timberwolf a thing still at Worlds of Fun?
I'm pretty sure, that's the wooden one, right?
Yep, that was the last roller coaster I rode. I think I was in my early 20s, and it hurt.
Go ahead.
Were you going to read Amazing Daniel?
Yeah, go for it.
So your fear of heights makes the plane landing hubris even stranger. East Stadium is too scary, but I'll be fine coming in at 200 miles an hour as the ground approaches my face.
First of all, if you're going 200 miles an hour, if you're landing, it's too fast.
Coming in too hot.
You're coming in way too hot. You're going to overshoot that runway. You're going to be in bad shape. FAA is going to be all over you. I've said before, I'm not scared of planes at all.
You don't get scared. Like,
no,
if you're even 15,000 feet up and you can still see the ground and identify things, you're not like, oh, my God.
Right. No, because it's the open air piece. I'm in no fear that the plane is going to, well, maybe I should be, that the plane is going to open up and there's going to be like a convertible
situation. Again, it makes
unless you're on.
It makes no sense.
Unless you're on a specific airline and a specific plane on that airline.
Shout out to those people that put their life Boeing in like danger that. To go follow Creighton in Nebraska. They hopped on a Boeing.
Yeah, there was
go to the East Coast. Or down
after
south.
Boeing, guys.
I was on several Boeings, and none of the windows ripped out.
That's good.
There was one that happened.
Must have been on that new Boeing.
While I was in Vegas, one of the times I was like, oh, I got to hop on this plane tomorrow. They're probably putting it right back in circulation the next day. Everything went fine. Everything, just a little bumpy over.
I don't know.
Mountains.
Once you get at like the cruising altitude, it's almost you're in that state of mind as I'm on the road. You get a couple bumps, and you're like, ah, it's just like going on a rocky road.
That's a good way to approach it.
I just don't even consider how high up I'm in the air and what's happening.
Andrew says, I think Dale Jr. retired because of concussions. Well, don't wreck so much.
Yeah.
I don't think it was always his fault.
Well, that's what everyone says when they've been in all those wrecks. They weren't my fault.
And we don't have the
common denominator.
That's what
we
Dan
don't
says.
Have we don't have the good old days of Winston Cup racing where drivers were like in their 50s.
Yeah, why not?
They're badasses.
A little bit different.
Burning heaters the whole race.
A lot of mustaches.
Yeah,
lots of mustaches.
How much do you think we'd have to pay Richard Petty to hop back?
Yeah,
in the
see,
car
that's
right
the first
now.
Guy I'm Ooh. Thinking of right there.
I think he's a smart guy. I think he's like, I'm good.
No, I think he'd do it.
I think he would too. I would wear that hat
too. Talk
about
a sport evolving.
I ain't
too
old.
Back and like look at Cale Yarborough and those and Bobby
Labonte
and Neil
when men were men.
Bonnet. Like and even Dale Sr. Like back in the day of the old Winston Cup racing,
dudes,
what they were wearing for protective gear,
nothing.
What the cars look like
was
to now
helmet.
What they look like.
Yeah. They were just wearing t-shirts.
Just a pair of jeans.
Yeah, why not?
Had a
that didn't turn out too well.
Can
for
of chew in the back pocket, just slid in and fired it up. Put the helmet on.
Yeah, they reached down into their cup holder.
They were wearing jeans.
You're coming around. Turn. You got three wide here. All right, I guess I'll take care of that.
It is. Is where they were. They're just men. Were men. You figure they probably did 8 hours at the farm, then they got in their car.
Yeah. Now what? We gotta wear helmets over our helmets at football practice.
Now they train. Now they try to get physically fit.
Run a little moonshine in the morning, and then I'm out to Wilkesboro in the afternoon.
Yeah, they had like the drunk man skinny look, and now they're fit. It's come on, that's not racist.
If you ever get the chance, there are some old Winston Cup / NASCAR tracks that are abandoned. It is pretty startling to see a racetrack that is just left alone.
Josh, plug in your microphone. Give it a little jostle there on the bottom.
I shouldn't have to, though.
On the there you go. Hear that click?
I did.
That'll get you in the good spot.
Why did it unclick?
Sometimes it unclicks.
No.
Sometimes
a gravitational pull in here.
People are a little, like you said, there's a lot of turbulence in this room, a lot of air, wind resistance. So sometimes you just got to put stuff back in place.
So everybody's seen the pictures. I think we talked about this last week of like the Silver Dome empty.
Yep.
They just let it deteriorate. Malls.
Yeah, this led into a good demolition.
Have you guys ever walked upon an empty stadium, a stadium that is just left alone, falling apart?
Well,
grass growing.
I think I went by Rosenblatt.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, same here. And watch the infield and everything just go to hell and seeing grass grow.
Yeah, it's one of the saddest things of all
it
time.
Is. It's very depressing.
Could you be like G-Fed and get in and put your feet on the field at Rosenblatt, or do they have it?
I think they had it fenced off.
They did?
They had it chain link fenced off, but it also didn't take them very long for them to blow it.
Yeah. I think, though, when they did have it fenced off, you probably could have found
that
your way
would have
there.
Been a, now, just imagine the emotional toll. If Rosenblatt would have sat for like 7-8 years
while the CWS is going on,
you just have to watch it deteriorate.
Yeah.
Ugh. That would have been so sad.
She
I'm glad they blew it up.
She deserved better than that.
Yeah. I mean, they were letting it go toward the end, too. Some of the pictures of like the last Omaha Royals game there with the grass the way it was.
Oh, and when they knew they were gone, I remember the last College World Series there. You could see some really bad spots in the outfield.
Well, because they would paint over the spots with a different color of green.
By God, there was nutsedge growing in the outfield. Can't have any nutsedge.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's bad. Because the groundskeepers would always say, like, hey, when the people come in from different places, it brings all these different grass seeds on their cleats. And
which
so
is interesting.
It kills the grass.
Yeah.
And then they would have to paint over it with spray paint.
Really? I've never thought about that.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's why I mean, that and playing on it constantly for 12 days.
And then when you realize
makes the College World Series field look pretty rough by the end.
And then when you know that this is going to be the last time for it, it's amazing how little let you know ride. What you really give.
Let it ride. Yeah. Let it ride, baby.
Those 12-hour days, hey, you know what? We might scale that back to 8.
The more I think about it, we would have been scarred if Rosenblatt would have stood for years.
Absolutely. Oh, it would have been horrifying.
Yeah, to watch a slow bleed while we're all complaining about, this new stadium is nice and big, but there's nothing to it yet.
Yeah, just imagine.
In South Omaha, that thing is just having a slow death.
Yeah, like people would come and go. They still do. They go visit the Rosenblatt like monument there. Like, what if that was still... What if it was still the field to this day?
Every team coming in would probably have some type of seance there, and prayer or whatever.
The local news cameras would go out there and take aerial shots. Yep. They'd be like, check this out.
Oh, I was just thinking, ESPN would have it apart. Every cutaway they would or
the
return
club would
have
all the windows.
They'd
broken
have to
out
use the sad injury music.
Oh gosh, that's the thing. The club with if it had broken windows, press box windows are broken. Oh man, it'd be depressing.
Like the weeds that someone would get onto the concourse, and there'd be weeds everywhere.
Yeah.
Like doors would be hanging off.
Oh, so bad.
It would be
so bad. I'm glad they blew it up. Got an email here. Subject line: Silver Fox. Hi guys, David Pearson, the Silver Fox, used to have a cigarette lighter in his car, NASCAR. He'd smoke a heater during cautions in the late '60s. Terry.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Exactly. That's a best response after that. Hell yeah.
I mean, and then all of a sudden they became bougie.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's appealing to a guy in the South. Like, that's why I do the same thing. I get stuck in traffic on 75 in Atlanta. I rip off a heater. Yeah. And then I go on Sunday and I watch my favorite driver do the same thing when they go the in-car camera. And he's there just smoking a Marlboro.
He's just like me.
Yep.
Cars still have cigarette lighters. My new car has a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, really? I think.
I don't know if it's a cigarette lighter.
No, it's like a Volt. It's like a charger.
Yeah.
Can you use it as a cigarette light? No, probably not, right?
I don't know if you press it.
Okay,
in.
My
if
car
it,
does not have a cigarette lighter.
If it pops back out in 15 seconds.
I think that's you can plug your cell phone charger into that.
If you still have those Volt ones.
I don't think when
ones.
You pulled it out, it has the, where it no, would heat
the,
up.
The, yeah, and then pops right back out and it's red.
I never understood that back in the day.
Ready to go?
But I eventually figured
that
out that
it got
really
cool,
hot.
That was pretty cool, though, to see somebody that was, like, smooth, that was a smoker. They just reached down and pulled that out, and it was heated on the end.
Bang. Mm-hmm.
Light it, put it back in.
Yeah.
All in one motion.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, that's smooth.
That's pretty cool.
I want to smoke.
It's pretty, pretty cool. Okay. Well,
have a good weekend.
I will.
Have a heater.
I will. I'm not gonna do that.
No? Come on.
I don't think so.
It made it sound really cool.
All right. Enjoy your guys' weekend. That's the crossover powered by EverLevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. It's Friday. We'll start things off next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.